I have a tendency to hate things in the
You?
Joe just looks at me, yeah. He sat and had to shake his head.
All right, stand by, here we go.
I've been here for so long.
5, 4,
ow!
3, 2.
Radio Club. Happy New Year, DXers. Phil Wayne here from Market Scope, the monthly audio column that dials through the AM and FM bands to let you hear how other radio markets sound. For January, Skip Dabblestein checks in from his new residence in Tucson, Arizona, dialing up the city's top stations.
Thanks, Phil, and greetings, everyone, from the old Pueblo of the Southwest, Tucson, Arizona, the nation's 63rd radio market. The Market Scope this month is a little different. Instead of covering all of the stations in the market, we'll present the top 10 according to the latest Arbitron survey. Actually, it's the top 11 because there was a tie for 10th place. We begin with those tied for the 10th place spot, KZPT, The Point, at 104.1 with adult contemporary music, and KGMG with mega oldies at 104.9 and 106.3.
And now.
No rap, nothing sleepy.
104.1 The Point.
Just after 7 o'clock, good morning. Another hour of Point Music coming up. Eagle Eye Cherry on the way. Avril Lavigne, In Excess, Maroon 5. Right now, Robert Palmer on Tucson Station for the 80s, 90s, and now.
104.1 The Point.
Point Music. 80s, 90s, and now.
Point Music.
No rap. Nothing sleepy.
Point Music.
On 104.1 The Point. Visit TucsonRestaurantShowcase.com. All the 80s songs you love.
You love.
Are on The Point.
104.1 The Point.
Tell me how you see it.
Tucson's Meg Oldies, 106.3, 104.9 at 6:58. Stick around, I'm going to tell you how you can win a $50 gift card to Famous Footwear. That's all coming up.
It's your thing.
Tucson's Meg Oldies, 106.3, 104.9. You got the Manic Hispanic. Right now it's 7:01. Gina Corral, she's got that traffic update coming up next. Tucson's Meg Oldies, 106.3, 104.9 at 7:02, KGMG, Oracle Tucson. Gina Corral's got that traffic update.
And we've still got Overton closed at the CDO Wash. The barricades are posted, so use an alternate. Overton's still closed at the CDO Wash. La Cholla, however, is open and available for travel. That is about the only problem we have on the roads right now. There are no reported accidents for you. Freeway travel looks great for I-10 and I-19. Don't forget you've got microsurfacing that continues again today on Speedway from about Euclid on over to Campbell and then along Valencia from 12th Avenue to Alvernon. I'm Gina Corral with your Mega Traffic Jam on Tucson's Mega Oldies, 106.3, 104.9.
Mega Oldies, the music that takes you back to the day when songs asked burning questions.
Why can't we be friends?
These profound statements about life. And give you just the right words to help you with your love life. Mega Oldies. Mega 106.3 and 104.9.
Coming in at number 9 was KUAZ at the University of Arizona on 1550 AM and 89.1 FM with news, talk, jazz, and feeds from National Public Radio.
Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
That and more today at noon here on KUAZ.
Wednesday morning, a good morning to you. Hope your day is off to a good start. It is the 18th of August. 72 degrees, mostly clear skies now. Partly cloudy by afternoon with a 20% chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms. Our high today, upper 80s to low 90s. Partly cloudy early this evening, then clearing out. A continued 20% chance for showers, upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday, continued partly cloudy with that 20% chance for showers. Mid-80s to low 90s for the high. 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, David Close here in the KUAZ studio. Let's head out to the roadways here to check traffic conditions
at BarracudaNetworks.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
And this is listener-supported KUAZ Tucson, 1550 AM, KUAZ FM Tucson 89.1, a service of the University of Arizona. As Morning Edition continues, it's Wednesday, August 18th. Good morning to you. Coming up, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on President Bush's stop on the campaign trail. Yesterday, he was in Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Number 8 was KHYT at 107.5 with a classic rock format.
Can't hide your lying eyes.
Tucson's pure classic rock. Mike and Tyler at 707.95 for the high today. We're looking for, they're saying just a very slight chance of some thunderstorms this afternoon. So, big ones coming.
The best offer you've had in a while, Tim.
Yeah, baby.
You too.
Pure classic rock. And Mike and Tyler in the morning. This is Rock 107.5. Tucson's pure classic rock.
Rock 107.5, Tucson's pure classic rock. Mike and Tyler at 722. News this hour is the service of Dobbs Honda.
And now, the news.
I'm James Joseph at work at home while you drive. Keep it on Rock 107.5.
Rock 107.5's classic rock summer.
God, it's so hot.
Keep listening as we continue to spotlight some of classic rock's biggest names. Plus, give you a chance to win something from the band every day. And a shot at the grand prize. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And a box set from every featured artist.
This is bigger than you, bigger than me.
It's a classic rock summer from O'Reilly Mitsubishi, Autoplex Mitsubishi, and Tucson's pure classic rock. Rock 107.5.
It's Rock 107.5.
Number 7 in the Tucson market is KLPX at 96.1, also with classic rock.
Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, 96.1 KLPX. Rocket Tucson, also Aerosmith and Dream On. It's 9 minutes in front of 7, 6:51 now. Good morning.
I want to find out what people thought of the movie last night. Anybody went and saw Exorcist 3?
Oh, the beginning.
It's really not Exorcist 3. It's just Exorcist the beginning, right?
Yeah, right.
Look in the Arizona Daily Star or Tucson Citizen or visit Tucson.com for a complete set of rules and regulations.
All right, good morning. Hello.
Oh, you knew this was coming.
Yeah, it was. It's time for your sports. Your sports report brought to you at 657 on 96.1 KLPX.
Sports!
By the United Way.
The 90-year-old home of the Chicago Cubs now remains in the spotlight as city officials there in Chicago have ordered a new round of inspections at Wrigley Field.
That'll be good.
CBS. That's going to be a defensive game right there.
Showdown, man.
There you go. That's going to do it for your very short sports report.
The report of service to United Way, strong families, children ready to learn, independent seniors. Your United Way is investing in what matters most in Tucson and Southern Arizona. You and United Way working together, we can help change lives.
All right, 7:02, we've got the information regarding the KLPX Hard Hat Games. What's the big prizes, and how do you sign up? I'll tell you in just a little bit when we check in with traffic with Gina Corral, all right?
All right, it's Barry and Andy.
96.1 KLPX.
Oh! 25 years.
days of Rockin' Tucson.
And mornings with Barry and Andy.
And the KLPX Hardhat Games.
Think you've got enough sack to compete?
Check out KLPX.com for more details and official contest rules.
Classic rock that really rocks.
Are you ready for this?
96.1 KLPX.
The number 6 ranked station is KOHT, Hot 98.3, with hip-hop and R&B.
August 31st at Glendale Arena. Want free tickets to the show? Keep it locked to the new Hot 98.3 24/7, because we want to hook you up with free passes to see Hot 98.3 artist Usher from the station with a beat to make your booty go clap.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B. What's up, y'all? It's Mr. X to the Z Exhibit. And you know how we do. TV, music, film, we keep doing it big.
If we find that out, we will let you know.
Man, that's going to be hard to replace it, man. Kilborn's, he's funny as hell.
I know. 701 and some Mexicans, gender contenders coming up.
Mexicans, a sensible alternative to actual entertainment. It's 93, number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Coming in at number 5 is KFMA at 92.1 and 101.3 with new rock and a lot of meaningless chat.
Bent. Yes.
Dumbass of the day next on The Frank Show. Be right back.
The Frank Show will be right back. 92.1 and 101.3 KFMA. 92.1 and 101.3 KFMA.
The Frank Show.
The Frank Show.
All right, it's coming up on 56 minutes after the hour. It's The Frank Show in two very small markets, Tucson and Reno. I'm doing the show today with my fingers crossed, Tic Tac.
Why is that?
See how my fingers are crossed? I'm not joking.
Yeah.
They're literally crossed in the hopes that we can add another third small market.
I want Chico.
I want Chico. Are you saying you want Chico because that's what I want?
Well, no. I'm saying I want Chico because there's hot chicks in Chico and it's college town.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted it. Also, next hour, the dramatic reenactments of the phone calls between Scott Peterson and Amber Fry.
I love it.
Yeah, we'll get to all that next hour on The Frank Show. Be right back.
The Frank Show. We'll be right back. 92.1 and 101.3 KFMA.
It's completely free, Roger.
But I don't understand.
What's to understand, Roger?
Number 4 in the Tucson market is KRQQ, with KRQ Hit Music at 93.7.
93.7 KRQ. Tucson, home of John Jay and Rich in the Morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
And today's best music all day.
And we won't stop.
93.7 KRQ.
Today's best music, 93.7 KRQ. It's John Jay and Rich. Tomorrow, you can join Ken Carr at Rincon Tarasco a la Michoacana from 11 to 1 p.m. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's a Mexican restaurant.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds good, though.
Rincon Tarasco a la Michoacana from 11 to 1 p.m. on Campbell and Glen, where you can sign up to Kiss My Kia Kia. Your chance to win two Kia Rios courtesy of Desert Kia and KRQ.
KRQ's John Jay and Rich now present GN Says the Darndest Things. She's darling. She's feisty.
She's got a college degree.
But somehow the learning part slipped right past her radar. KRQ and its parent company, Clear Channel Worldwide, are not responsible for any loss of brain cells or learning disability your children may suffer due to the airing of this content. On 93.7 KRQ.
708, John Jay and Rich, time for GN Says the Garden Stings, but first...
She's a
all day when you hear it?
Yes.
We just asked Jean here, just things that we think everybody should know, and she gives us her opinion, her view.
I just know this is going to be horrible because I have not had my morning breakfast yet.
Ooh.
My bag of Doritos, because it's stuck in the vending machine.
Oh.
I know.
Do you need Obi to go shake it for you? Obi is a world champion vending machine shaker.
Could you, Obi?
Do you know that there are something like a 1,000 deaths a year from people who get killed by the vending machine by doing that very thing?
Are you
shaking
serious?
It and the vending machine comes down on top of them.
Oh, brother.
And that's no fair because you die before you get your bag of Doritos.
I know.
But on the flip side, if the glass breaks while you're waiting for help, you've got all that access to all that food.
That is true.
So this is where we ask GN just something we think everybody should know. And then you just roll with it, okay?
Okay.
I will throw one out, and then Rich will throw one out. Tell us everything you know about the word oxymoron.
I think you've already asked me this before. I told you. It's a cleaning product. I have it in my house, actually.
What's it do?
It's like a powdery substance, and you put it in the wash, and you can use it to clean the carpet. And there's even one of those TV advertisements. Some guy's on there, and he's like, oh, and if you do this and this, and...
What's he say about the stuff?
Like, he does, like, a demonstration, like, within water, and he puts a stained shirt in
the
oxy stuff.
Yeah, but say it using the name of the product. I want to hear how that would go.
Oh. And if you use this oxy, I think it's oxy. I don't know if it's oxymoron. Maybe that's the first short. Or he says, and if you use this oxymoron, the stain comes right out. Whereas if you use Tide or Downy, doesn't work as well.
All right. Very good. See, sometimes maybe we did ask you that before, but we just want to see if you went out and tried to learn and figure out what it was.
Apparently not.
Your two lips for two brand new cars. Kiss My Kia Kia. From the all-new Desert Kia Superstore. And today's best music. 93.7 KRQ.
Tucson's third-ranked station is KNST AM 790 with news talk programming.
Hey, friends, it's Sean Hannity. Don't forget, keep it right here and check back in at 1 p.m. today for the Sean Hannity Show. And it's all new time, 1 p.m. weekdays, right here on News Talk 790 KNST.
Already 6:24 at News Talk 790 KNST and Tucson's morning show as we start off Thursday morning, Thursday, August 26th, 2004. I'm Dave Schuyler, along with Tom Lynch, Jackie Patel, Jim Parisi with our news, Monica Reed with our traffic every 15 minutes, Jose Rodriguez with the KNST coffee break, and he is out at location and probably not there yet, but he will be. We have it on good authority. When? Like?
Probably either now or in five minutes.
No, it's got to be about five more minutes. He can't be there.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. All right.
He's a speed demon.
Yes, I know he is.
Especially.
Yeah, watch out, Jose. Okay.
But he's going to the Toys R Us at Broadway and Craycroft. And once he sets up, he'll have Krispy Kreme donuts, coffee, and KNST Coffee Month.
Excellent. Thank you.
News Talk 790 KNST with team coverage of today's top local stories. This is Tucson's First Morning News with Jim Parisi.
Good morning. Now 6:55 at News Talk 790 KNST and Tucson's morning show with your traffic and weather together every 15 minutes. High today will be 99 now. Right now 71 degrees.
This is Mark Fine for News Talk 790 KNST.
Dave Schuyler now and Rush Limbaugh live this morning at 9. This is News Talk 790 KNST.
KNST.com.
First news and the best talk for more than 20 years. Where to turn first when news happens around the world or here at home. Where to turn for stimulating talk. News Talk 790 KNST Tucson.
Ranked number 2 but trying harder is KMXZ, The Mix, at 94.9 with an adult contemporary format.
So the tread separate and the belt
detaches from the spare tire?
Yes.
Yes, sir, yeah.
Bobby, we have that problem, don't we?
Do we?
Do our belts detach from our spare tires?
Yes, as a matter of fact. But that's why we work on steel belted radio. 94.9 Mix FM. Good morning.
I'm going to
get a cup of coffee now.
Yeah, I'm going to leave too.
You guys get done with all of this.
From Bobby and Brad.
I'm out of here.
Along with Big Al and Jimmy, the whole gang. This is Grant. We're all here this morning. 707 on 94.9, Mix FM's Bobby and Brad show. We've got Jimmy Stewart with us this morning.
What? No more tire humor?
No. Speaking of tired humor, it's the Bobby and Brad show, I said.
Sunny skies today, 98, 70 for a low tonight, 98 tomorrow, 70 for a low tomorrow night.
Speaking of very little tread left on the top. That's Bobby and Brad.
97 degrees for high on Sunday in Tucson right now. Yeah.
Jimmy, Joe and Angie say hi to you.
Who?
Joe, Mama, Angie, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they said hi.
Well, hi.
Joe, Mama, Angie, Daddy.
Yeah, Joe and Angie.
Okay, thanks.
Joe and Angie.
Okay.
Joe and Angie. Right now in Tucson, 74 degrees. Morning low, 72.
I thought I was bad.
You are. I'm meteorologist Jimmy Stewart from 94.9 Mix FM.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know.
But really?
Yeah.
Rock 94.9, Mix FM, Friday edition of the B&B Show. It's Bobby and Bradley at 12 past 7.
That was great, Alice.
Congratulations. Way to go. We're going to do it again in 1 hour and give away another prize package.
Hey, it's time to boogie round the breakfast table. The Bobby and Brad Breakfast Boogie.
Riding on top of the Tucson market is KIIM at 99.5 with country western music programming.
Red, white, and blue all summer long.
Summer long.
KIIM FM 99.5 is KIIM Tucson.
KIIM FM 99.5, Aaron Tippin. You got to stand for something. Take a quick look at traffic. Alan Cave, good morning.
Tucson's number one choice for news in the morning is KIIM FM 99.5. This is KIIM FM continuing morning news with Betsy Bruce.
Good morning. Hope you're doing well on this Monday morning. It's 7:02, 74 degrees out. And mostly sunny, 100 for a high. Tuesday, mostly sunny, maybe 101. 74 at 7:04 with KIIM continuing morning news. I'm Betsy Bruce.
KIIM FM 99.5, specializing in Tucson's country favorites. KIIM FM
99.5. Having good weather together every 15 minutes, all morning long. Partly cloudy today, tonight, tomorrow, for the next few days. 102 for the high today, 69 overnight, 101 again tomorrow. 74 right now at Tucson's country leader, KIIM FM 99.5. Something many people have known for a long time, that there is something about a pickup man. Joe Diffie at KIIM FM 99.5. Max, Betsy in the pork chop.
There you have it, the top 10, or should I say the top 11 in Tucson. I hope you found it interesting. For now, this is Skip Dabblestein saying 73s and good DX. Back to you, Phil.
Thanks, Skip. It's always great to hear from you, and it sounds like you got a pretty good radio market there. And don't forget, we're still giving away a free radio station jingle CD to anyone who sends in a market scope. Send your contribution to me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-8730. Thank you so much for your help. Next month, Market Scope is off to Boise. But next, musings from the members.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of tape recording.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make?
The best.
Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
My name is Paul B. Smith, and I'm just a new subscriber to the DX Audio Service. I have a question.
In the November 15th, 2004 issue of USA Today, in their section called Across the USA, News from Every State, and under the heading Massachusetts, there was a mention of a WBIS in the Boston area. Now, there is a WBIS in Annapolis, Maryland, at 1190 on the AM dial. That particular outlet stands for Business and Information Stations. Can the same call letters be used in two different markets of the country? Like, let's say WOR is in New York, and I wanted to get a WOR, say, somewhere in Mississippi, let's say. Is that legal in the FCC thing, or what?
This is Tim Hendel. The commercial UHF television station in Buffalo on Channel 17 was WBUF. Those call letters later on went to an FM station on 92.9. And I have no idea why on earth they tried to do a UHF commercial station in Buffalo in the 1950s when channels 2, 4, and 7 had already been allocated and later on came into use. When I was growing up in Rochester, exactly at noon every day, no matter what station you were tuned to, you would hear the following. And now all Rochester radio stations pause for today's noontime prayer. The prayer would be the same on every single station. It would be a rabbi some days, a priest, and a Protestant clergy other days. I don't remember this in Buffalo, Toronto, or Syracuse, any of the other markets that I could pick up. Did anybody else experience this, where all the stations in a city had a prayer at the same time? I don't just mean a religious station, but all the stations. I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, which is 100 miles from Nashville, and for all intents and purposes, the nighttime radio market, this is the same as Nashville. Even today, in 2004, I get better reception on some of those stations than they did at the WSM transmitter site. I would really like to know what kind of receiver, and more importantly, what kind of antenna they used. It doesn't seem to me that they did it in such a way as to have optimum reception. If the purpose of this was for the clear channel stations to prove that there was value in keeping the clears open, then I would say WSM did not really do its job. Some bureaucrat listening to this could think, well, nobody could listen to KDKA down in Nashville, so we might as well pile some more stations on 1020. When in fact I get much better reception on KDKA here in Huntsville with, let's say, a super radio being able to turn the radio for optimum direction. So I think they could have done a much better job than they did. And I'd like to send my get well wishes to Victor Schmidt on his surgery. I don't have his phone number, but Victor, by the time you hear this, we hope you're well.
Okay, this is George from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I want to report to you that WEMP Radio 1250 has not changed to sports yet. I guess, I don't know when they will. I guess they have some contracts with some programming, you know, religious programming that they have to fulfill before they can change, you know, get, you know, the programs had to run their course. I wanted to report that WTMJ in Milwaukee has IBOC on it now. It started having IBOC about a month ago, and IBOC is bad for the community because it's going to cause a whole lot of problems for DXers. We have to fight this IBOC issue. We cannot let it overrule us. We have to fight it because it's no good for radio. It's really no good at all. It's terrible. We got to call the Federal Communications Commission every day and write letters and keep the fight up because IBOC is no good for anybody. With that, I'm going to let you go. It was DXers, and I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for all of the DXers. Take care.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Anthony in Clifton, New Jersey, and I have a answer for the gentleman in Miami who was asking about Channel 17 in Buffalo. According to the 1987 Broadcasting Yearbook, which has a list of all TV ownership transfers, Channel 17 in Buffalo was originally known as WBUF-TV, and it was approved by the FCC in 1955, and it went off the air in that incarnation in 1958. So it's WBUF-TV, Channel 17 in Buffalo, as an NBC affiliate.
Hi, DX. This is Tom Bilton from Columbia, South Carolina, and
I've got an answer from Mike Duke, and had a question about WOKE in Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, indeed, that was a very unusual station, to say the least. A couple of things you're wondering about. They had sort of a big band nostalgia format. They were very community-minded, had a lot of community events announced, all kind of sporting events, that kind of thing. Very heavy into information and news, just an all-around good station. But the owner, I don't know whether he, you know, well, I guess he just had to sell it at some point. But anyway, it was sold, and it became just a typical sports station. The call letters in that, WQSC, and, you know, this, it's still going on the frequency, but anyway, there's nothing like the old WOKE, so I'd love to know where you found that information. I'd love to look that up myself. Anyway, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
And that is our musings to members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. Hey, it's been a long time since we released a supplement to the DX Audio Service, and that supplement is called All Radio. In fact, it's been quite a long time since All Radio 1 was out, but All Radio 2 is now out and shipping from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. This is a two-cassette tape set, and it features the following. George Gimark and Pat Reeder, they talk about their book called Hollywood Hi-Fi from March 6 of 1997, and they also play examples of songs that, well, they just don't cut it. When was the last time that you heard Mae West sing that Doors song, Light My Fire? Enough said. How many of you remember Cliff, KLIF 1190 in Dallas, Texas? Steve Eberhardt, owner of historyofcliff.com, tells us why the station was an icon of radio, due in part to Gordon McClendon, the old Scotsman, radio programming innovator and sportscaster. Following Steve on tape number two, side one, is National Radio Club member Ben Dangerfield, as he talks about what it was like to do DXing during World War II. And Ben continues on side two. And on side two, we have Bob Savage, who is the owner of WYSL 1040. He worked at radio stations such as WIBG, WKBW, and CKLW. Bob talks about his career and also radio. Finally, we feature the business meeting from the 2003 and 2004 conventions. And this two-cassette package comes in a dual cassette case. It's $6 postpaid to the United States. If you live in another part of the world, please contact us for pricing information. You can contact the Publication Center at area code 315-387-3583, or you can just email crazyken@tcenet.net, or write to him at Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661 in the USA. And following on the heels of this is going to be All Radio 3, and we hope to have an announcement on our next edition of the DX Audio Service all about that.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hello, DXers, and Happy New Year here. In the sports and ratings department, Ken Onischuk here. And like Mark Durenberger likes to bring us some great ideas across the country as he turns the dial in various locations he has done in the past, I'm going to give you the radio station ratings I have for all of the 1A and 1B clear channels that I have pulled in the past week. Some markets are available and some markets aren't. So here we go. 640 KFI, 4th in Los Angeles at 4.1. 650 WSM Nashville with Country Oldies, 14th at 2.5. 660 WFAN New York, 18th in sports radio at 2.5. Another sports station, 670 WSCR Chicago, the score just 27th at 1.4. 680 WPTF Raleigh, 3rd at 7.1. KKYX San Antonio, Country Oldies, 21st at 1. KNBR, sports radio out there on the West Coast, 12th at 2.9. 690 Extra, Tijuana at 0.5. 700 WLW, Cincinnati, number 1, 9.5. 710 WOR New York, 19th at 2.3. KCMO Kansas City, not available. KIRO Seattle, 3rd at 4.8. 720 WGN Chicago, number 1 at 6.8. KDWN Las Vegas, 21st at 1.4. 740 KRMG Tulsa, 1st at 8.7. KCBS San Francisco, 8th at 3.6. 750 WSB Atlanta, number 1 at 11.5. The Portland market at KXL, not available. 760 WJR Detroit, number 2 at 5.3. KTKR San Antonio Sports, 19th at 1.3. KFMB San Diego, 3rd at 4.1. 770 WABC New York, 4th at 4.5. KKOB Albuquerque, number 1 at 10.5. 780 WBBM Chicago, tied for 4th at 4.5. 810 WGY Schenectady, 3rd at 7.2. 820 WBAP Fort Worth, 2nd at 5.4. 830 WCCO Minneapolis, 2nd at 8.8. 840 WHAS Louisville, 2nd at 11.3. 850 WEEI Boston, 2nd at 6.5. KOA Denver, 3rd at 6.5. 870 WWL New Orleans, 3rd at 8.3. 880 WCBS New York, 13th at 3.1. 890 WLS Chicago, tie for 4th at 4.4. 940 KWRU Fresno, Spanish, 30th at 0.6. 1000 WMVP Chicago, 23rd at 1.7. KTOK Oklahoma City, 3rd at 5.8. KOMO Seattle, 4th at 4.2. 1020 KDKA Pittsburgh, 1st at 10.1. KTNQ Los Angeles, Spanish at 0.5. 1030 WBZ Boston, number 1 at 6.9. 1040 WHO Des Moines, 1st at 11.6. 1050 WEPN New York Sports, 28th at 0.6. 1060 KYW Philadelphia, 3rd at 6.3. 1070 KNX Los Angeles, 24th at 1.7. 1080 WTIC Hartford, 1st at 10.9. KRLD Dallas Fort Worth, 20th at 2.0. 1090 WBAL Baltimore, 3rd at 6.8. And KYCW Seattle Country Oldies, 27th at 0.8. 1100 KFAX San Francisco at 0.4. WTAM was unavailable. 1100 WBT Charlotte, 2nd at 6.0. KFAB Omaha, 1st at 8.3. KDIS Pasadena, not available. 1120 KMOX St. Louis, 1st at 12.4. 1130 WBBR New York, 31st at 0.5. 1140 WRVA, not available. 1160 WMLB at Suburban Atlanta, 0.4. WAMB Donaldson Nashville, 26th at 0.4. WYLL Chicago, not available. KSL Salt Lake City, 1st at 7.7. 1170 KFAQ Tulsa, 7th at 4.7. 1180, 1190 were unavailable. 1200 WOAI San Antonio, 4th at 6.2. 1210 WPHT Philadelphia, 7th at 4.2. 1210 in Cleveland was not available. 1500 WTOP, 2nd at 6.1. KSTP St. Paul, 4th at 5.6. 1510 WWZN Boston, not listed. WLAC Nashville, 10th at 4.0. and KGA Spokane, not listed. 1520, WWKB, Buffalo, not available. KOKC, Oklahoma City, 17th at 2.1. 1530, WSAI, Cincinnati, 17th at 1.5. And the only expanded band station I've been able to find, 1690, WRLL, Berwyn, Chicago, 30th at 0.9. And now, courtesy of the December issue of Worldwide TVFMDX Association, I bring you a tour of the U.S. with K-Gun and Camera with Dave Flackenbrook. So let's take a ride. Who is in Des Moines? When is Syracuse? What, W-Y is Wilmington, Delaware? In Madison, Wisconsin, what? The answer to these questions is yes. They're TV station call letters, and after considerable research, Dave can state conclusively that they have more with rhyme than reason. That is, Y-O is Dayton, Ohio, but unfortunately, they usually have little of either. For example, it's K-O-O-L in Phoenix, and it's cold in Tucson, according to the TV forecasts. To get warm, you have to turn on your radio way up north in Scranton, Pennsylvania. What is Wave doing in Louisville and Wheat in West Palm Beach? True, it's also wavy in Portsmouth, Virginia, but that doesn't W rock the boat in Rochester, New York. KOLO isn't in Colorado, but in Nevada. And don't look for WIS in Wisconsin. It's in South Carolina. That's W-I-S. Chloe won't answer your call in the swampland because she's in Goodland, Kansas. WSIX in Nashville is on Channel 8, while WATE in Knoxville is on Channel 6. In Seattle, the King family is on Como, while Perry Como is on KING. KNOE and WYES are both in Louisiana. You used to go Kachoo in San Bernardino, California. That station went off the air, but you can still catch Cole, KHOL, in Kearney, Nebraska. It's all right to be a Card in Wichita, a Whiz in Zanesville, Ohio, Wise in Asheville, or even a Kook in Billings, Montana. You can get Kurt, K-U-R-T, in Houston, and K-Koi in Santa Maria, California. But they'll coos you in Logan, Utah. You'll also get K-U-S-D in Vermilion, South Dakota. You may be able to cope with anything in Oregon, K-O-A-P, but stay out of California where the stations are definitely unfriendly. They'll tell you to go fly a kite, K-U-I-T, in Santa Barbara. They may even K-I-C-U in Visalia. Keep undercover, K-O-V-R in Stockton, because somebody will call a K-cop if you go to Los Angeles. If you're hungry on your TV tour, the pickings are slim. Of course, you'll find corn in Mitchell, South Dakota, but the cob is in Albuquerque. There's kale in Fresno, and if you go up for seaweed, the kelp is kept in El Paso. WUP in San Sault Ste. Marie, there's cake in Wichita. There's plenty to drink, however. You can milk a cow, KHOU, in Houston, or a W cow in Madison, Wisconsin. You get cocoa in Oklahoma City, Coke, KOAC, in Corvallis, Oregon, Cream, KRM, in Spokane, or water, WATR, in Waterbury, Connecticut, Natch. If you crave something stronger, there's Cajun in Grand Island, Nebraska, or you can pull a cork in Las Vegas. But if you get K-Rocked in Rochester, Minnesota, don't quab about it when you wake up in Big Spring, Texas with a big head. You can buy a coat in Albuquerque, where they rarely sell them, wear it to BAR in Pensacola, where they rarely need them. If you have a date with a co-ed from Tulsa, she'll let you wait in Knoxville, get weak in Peoria, and waste away in Albany, New York. If you don't whack her in Akron, maybe she would by the time you get to Grand Rapids. She definitely will in Champaign, Illinois, but she'll never keep her in Pasco, Washington, because she'll run off with Chris from Corpus Christi, who has coins stashed away in Portland, Oregon. The only thing left for you to do is to move to Indianapolis and wish. Go fly a kite in Santa Barbara, Cal. There could be a happier ending, as in this television drama. W. Boy from Clarksburg, West Virginia meets W. Gal from Lancaster, PA. Way down south in Huntsville, Alabama, they say we do in St. Petersburg, and they are wed in Hartford. After a honeymoon at the cave in Carlsbad, New Mexico, they settle down and have a kid in Idaho Falls. On a cross-country TV journey such as this one, be sure to remember, when you come to a whale road crossing, you must stop and walk in Washington, D.C., but you must listen in Milwaukee. The fact that you left your car in San Diego makes this even more difficult. We end our call letter tour by paying fond tribute to a couple of stations which no longer are on the air. Watch WACH went off the air in Newport News, Virginia back in 1955 because the people didn't. The same year, We Can left the Milwaukee scene because it couldn't. We guess there's nothing to cry Carrie Y about, but even the television code doesn't answer the question. What has in a Kalb letter? Montrose, Colorado, Louisville, Kentucky, Joplin, Missouri, Alexandria, Louisiana. And for the DX Audio Service, Ken Honestchuk reporting. Hope you enjoyed it and have a happy new year.
Thanks, Ken. And before we get out of here for yet another month, I have a couple CPC tests to report to you. Two unconfirmed tests were announced in the IRCA's DX monitor, and they are WXCT 990 in Southington, Connecticut, from midnight until 0200 on January the 9th, and KFBK 1530 in Sacramento, California, from 0200 to 0600 on January the 24th. Listen at your own risk, as these are unconfirmed tests. And a slight note on the WFIL test, the times have changed from their chief engineer due to some scheduling conflicts that have arisen in the past week. I'm going to have to change the scheduled test of the WFIL DX test on January 8th. The test will now be conducted between 0200 and 0330 rather than the original midnight to 0130. If you hear the test from WFIL, you can send a report to Renye F. Tetro, Chief Engineer of WNTP WFIL, at 117 Ridge Pike, Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania, 19444-1901. And in closing, if you are on the Internet, I encourage you to set yourself up on the DX tip list. It's easy, and the information is located on the National Radio Club's website at www.nrcdxas.org. The DX tip list is for posting late-breaking tips and information of unusual nature, as in, say, WABC is off the air. This is a notification list only, and the discussion list is AM at nrcdxas.org. And that's it. That's all. There is no more time. So we're going to get out of here for this January 2005. We'll see you in the month of February with more of the DX Audio Service. Remember, get out and support radio.